David's sin, the sin of adultery is a sin he committed, the arrangement of the murder, though he himself didn't pierce the Hittite, he arranged the murder, the death of the little babe who he had been the father of, and also his own sons, four of them, were to die violently and had turned against him. Absalom was one of them. Absalom had absconded with David's wives, his harem, but David loved him. He had the heart of God. He was prepared to forgive his son, even though he had committed these atrocities. When we go back to Saturday's reading in this same book of Samuel as we read this morning, we find that it took 12 months for David, Saint David, to have opened his heart because he thought he'd got away with all those offences, all those immoralities against God. He thought he got away with it. But God, in his merciful love, sent Nathan. Today we have Our Lady, but Nathan brought to his attention that beautiful parable of the little man who had lost his sheep to the rich man, had lost his lamb. It wasn't until God had exposed through Nathan's word these sins, until after, and these words were spoken, "The sword shall never depart from your house." He was speaking to David, "Because you have despised me, you have taken the wife of Uriah to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, I will bring evil upon you and upon your own house. I will take your wives while you live to see it, and will give them to your neighbour. He shall lie with your wives in broad daylight. You have done this deed in secret." Now David, after having exposed, he then humbly submitted, "I have sinned against the Lord." And then mitigating circumstances came into the justice which was to be enforced upon him. Many fathers today don't realise their fathers, perhaps. They live a promiscuous life. They have been involved in the conception of children since Roe versus Wade. There have been over 60 million recorded surgical abortions. Have the fathers repented? This is something every country needs to look at, because the fathers, when they live promiscuous lives, have also been involved in fathering and having their children aborted, because they haven't been caring enough to the woman who gave conception. Many women haven't revealed the death of their baby to the father. The other offence that she's committed is that of contraception. There is never any justification for contraception. It's an intrinsically evil, and the consequences which we hear a lot about is abortion, but we do not hear about contraception. When promiscuity has entered into the lives of people, man and woman, there are abortions, because contraception, other than that, or put it another way, chemical intake or oral contraception, are abortifacient, meaning that the conception occurs, but the conception doesn't continue. The conception, of course, is a person. Many, if not all men who have had sex with women over a period of time, have caused a conception, and yet have they repented? David was fortunate to have Nathan reveal to him the sins, his hidden sins. Maybe the words I speak today will reveal to many their hidden sins. They need to confess them to the priest. Because if they don't, and it's already happening to them anyway, a great justice is coming upon them, where they are going without the blessings which God has always wanted to give them. In today's world, whole nations have been wanting to contracept other nations out of existence. Japan was one of the criteria for the peace settlement, unconditional peace, was General MacArthur's mandate that the Japanese compulsory contracept. China followed, and now America is reaping the seeds that they sowed. They're a nation weakened, and instead of exporting through Planned Parenthood, the attack is already on the Philippines, where they have caved in and permitted the distribution of contraception. In your foreign policy, you have imposed upon nations contraception in order to receive benefits, which this wealthy nation has, and also you've imposed the same-sex rights on the government officials in order that they take on that sin. You're reaping your own crop. You sow, you get it back, and hence your own problems. Until you get moral leaders in this country, and I'm referring also to the bishops, because they're not revealing that their own agencies are recommending contraceptives, it's wrong. They're at fault. It must be totally Catholic. Contraception is intrinsically evil. If there are health problems, there are other ways, other medicines. The intention of taking contraception for health is not legitimate, is not valid. Until we shake ourselves up and realise the sin within our own teachings, you're always going to be struggling with the justice of God. May Our Lady bless this country and remember those words that were spoken by Our Lady to Jacinta. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. O Mary, please come and awaken through your grace the fathers of those who have caused the pregnancies of aborted children, and awaken those who are fostering and encouraging contraception upon the people that they love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.